Yeah, my name is David Glower, G-L-O-E-R, and I am the general manager of the Poet Biorefining Facility in Carroll, Michigan. And as general manager, I'm responsible for the overall performance of the facility.
David, can you share a little bit more about the impact of Poet in Michigan and what you're able to do for Michigan's ethanol industry?
Yeah, the Poet plant in Carroll was actually the first plant built in the state of Michigan. And the plant was built in 2002 to be roughly a 40 million gallon a year plant. We are now almost double that number. We're now in the low to mid 70s per year. And we are a tremendous economic boom to the thumb of Michigan. If you go back to when the plant was built, it was also about the same time that the automotive industry was in collapse mode. So we have done a tremendous job of offsetting the job losses from the automotive industry in the Thumb region of Michigan.
This week, you're in D.C. for a fly-in to talk about the ethanol and biofuels industry. Can you share a little bit more about the talks that you're having while visiting with members of Congress?
Yeah, we have met with approximately 15 members of Congress and the Senate, and the hot button issues to us are the reed vapor pressure, and the EPA is undermining the gallons by allowing small refineries to be exempt under the requirements of the RFS, which is taking away gallons. And then the third issue that we talk about is that we need the members of Congress to comply with the RFS and not alter or deviate or change the RFS.
There's a lot of contention with the biofuels industry about the RFS and different discussions happening in D.C. What's your take, you know, with Poet in Michigan? What's the impact here and with other Poet facilities?
Well, the impact is if we allow the EPA to undermine the RFS, it's going to lower gallons for the industry, which will obviously impact the gallons that the Michigan facilities can produce. And the other impact, obviously, is the farmers. I mean, the farmers provide the corn and input to the plant. So if the demand for the gallons of ethanol goes down, it's going to drastically impact the farmer revenue and the farmer's ability to sell their corn.
President Trump coming out with support of E15, does that make a little positive shift in the conversation, or how does that change maybe some of the earlier contentions you've seen?
Yeah, President Trump has been very supportive of getting the E15 into the market year-round. The problem we're having, though, is Senator Cruz is fighting allowing E15 to be sold year-round. So we are having political battles within, you know, the administration, as well as even the EPA administrator, by allowing the small refineries to get out of their gallon obligation is taking away demand for our product.
There have been some White House roundtable meetings talking about the RFS and the biofuels industry. Have you been able to hear more about what's been going on in D.C. in that regard?
Again, every meeting that they've had, I believe President Trump has been supportive of the ethanol industry and supportive of maintaining the RFS and supportive of getting the E15 onto the market year-round. But again, you have other political leaders that are opposing him and trying to shift more business to the oil industry as opposed to the ethanol industry.
Having these different caps, how does that limit maybe some production that Poet would potentially be able to do here in the U.S. and on the export scale?
Again, there are some political leaders like Cruz that want to have the export gallons get RINs credit, but that was never the intent of the RFS. The intent of the RFS was domestic gallons, not export gallons. So if they continue to play games and reduce the RVO, which is the renewable, you know, volume obligation, it is obviously going to take away demand for the product, which will require the ethanol plants to slow down to make less gallons. So it will impact the farmers nationally because there will be less demand for the ethanol, which means there will be less demand for the corn.
Have you seen maybe even these discussions impacting the ethanol market itself since they've started, and weakness in some of that demand already?
You know, I have not personally seen it. However, the margins in the industry are not very strong right now, so it's probably having impact even today on the margins. Again, because you have risk in the marketplace on whether or not we're going to have the RVO that we thought we were going to have.
It's an election year, so obviously that makes things even more interesting and challenging in D.C. How do you think an election year will play within the RFS conversation this year?
You know, I just spent the last 2 days walking the halls of Congress, and I sense a lot of the elected officials are just kind of burned out and not willing to take a lot of risk right now to step out on issues or topics. They all seem to be in kind of a standby mode where they're willing to help us, but they're not willing to really jump out and take the lead on trying to get, for example, the RVO, I'm sorry, the reed vapor pressure problem corrected and fixed.
Any other thoughts on your trip this week and maybe some follow-up that you expect?
No, again, I sense a lot of the elected officials just seem to be burned out. We've been talking about these topics now for 7 to 10 years, and they seem to be more in a wait-and-see mode than in a take-the-lead type of a mode.
And David, any last comments to wrap us up with?
No, but the industry needs the gallons. The farm community, the agricultural community is hurting. There's simply too much grain on the market, and therefore prices are going to plummet for grain. And if we don't keep the RFS intact, and if we don't allow the RVO to remain intact, then it could start to really impact farmers and the price of grain.
Any timeline you think tied to that?
You know, it's a gradual process, because with each passing year, the farmers become more and more efficient, and they're getting more and more bushels per acre. So as time passes, there'll be more and more surplus grain. So, you know, by the fall, there could be an oversupply of grain, which could drastically reduce the price of their commodities. So it could happen as early as this fall.